You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. And joining us as our newsmaker of the day, the chairperson for the Independence Day Parade in Arnold that takes place tomorrow morning, Linda Baker. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Mark.
The Independence Day Parade is presented by the Greater Arnold Business Association, also known as GABA.
Correct.
First question to you. What is the state of business like now for the town of Arnold?
I think it's improving dramatically in the last year. There's been an increase in some of the new restaurants and eateries. We have, it seems to me, an increase in a lot of second home ownership and a lot more people that are visiting the areas on the holidays and whenever the weather is perfect for what their needs are, whether it's snow or sun, whatever. But I've seen a big increase in activity in the area, and I think it's really paying off for us.
An economic upturn for the gorgeous town of Arnold. All right, well, let's talk about the Independence Day Parade. The theme this year is celebrating our American heroes. Can you elaborate?
It's going to give everybody a chance to highlight their favorite hero, whether it be an older one, vintage, historical, or new. And that could be anybody from whatever your hero is at this time, especially for children. Children get a chance to really kind of expand on that in their world, and I think that's the best part.
Who is the Grand Marshal this year?
Oh, we have a good one this year. His name is Mr. Rod Smith and his wife, Vaughn. He is our Grand Marshal. He is no longer the president, but he has been the president of Calaveras Big Trees Park Association and previous Lions Club president. He has a lot of accolades to boast about, which he doesn't do. But he was the main person behind the enhanced visits at the park for the visually impaired and any kind of sensory material that you would embellish on, like Braille images, sensory stations. He was the one who actually got the money that he needed to have this project completed, and it was estimated over $225,000 in fundraising. So he's a very nice man. He's always sliding under the radar, and it's time people know what he did and who he is in the community.
You usually have some special guest announcers announcing the parade along the route. Who will they be?
Well, this year we're going to have Marita Calloway, Doug Shin. Those two are hysterical on the route. They know how to make people have a good time while they're in line and hundreds of people are looking at them. So they do it very well.
And what is the parade route, Linda?
It starts at the top of the Arnold Byway, which is on the east side of town just below the Blue Lake Springs turnoff, and it goes all the way down to Cedar Center, which is really just a mile. This parade will also be preceded by the Firecracker Mile Foot Race. It'll run the same course, and then as soon as that is finished, the parade will start. The one thing that is most important for everybody to know is that it is a state highway and that the highway shuts down completely at 9:30 at the upper end of Highway 4 at Moran Road and at the lower end of Highway 4 at Country Club Drive. So you got to get in those inside of those two borders before 9:30 or you're not able to get downtown with a car.
What makes this parade so special?
I think it's the hominess of it all and the bare roots. It's nothing outrageously flashy. It's just nuts and bolts, good old American fun, you know, on the 4th of July. A lot of kids get into it because they get a chance to dress up and march and do the silly things that make it all important for them. And I really think that's what most people enjoy watching are the kids, to be honest. We also have we will be showboating a lot of the cars from the Arnold car show that will be happening a couple of weeks after this. And so there's another feature that impresses some of the older people. So there's a little bit of everything for everybody.
It is the 39th annual Independence Day Parade for downtown Arnold. It starts tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Correct.
And here it is Friday morning. Is it too late for a last-second entry?
No, not for me. I'll be able to take it if people are interested on, you know, to get into the parade at the last minute. I don't have any problems with that. We'll take anybody. We'd like to have them all be included in this if they're interested in it, so they can make the attempts to call me, and we can deal with getting their their entry in.
And what is the telephone number?
It's area code 209. 795-5600 is the best bet to get me at the last moment.
Linda, anything else you would like to add before we wrap this up?
I'd like to also throw in that along with the parade, there's also the Peddler's Fair that's going on. That's a two-day event from Saturday and Sunday. The Rotary will be there. They'll be having their own food and beverage booths. And then to top things off, after the parade that evening at Cedar Center, the Ebbets Pass Firefighters Association will have their big barbecue and dance at the Cedar Center. It's an awesome event. So there's a lot of things to do from the morning until evening.
Linda Baker, chairperson for the Independence Day Parade. Thank you, Linda.
You're so welcome. Thanks, Mark.